A pivotal hearing in the ongoing Keystone XL saga played out on Thursday, April 16th, in Montana federal court. Lawyers for President Donald Trump say he has inherent power as commander-in-chief to issue a permit unilaterally. Lawyers for tribes and environmentalists say Congress has power over foreign commerce, and the president violated standing presidential orders when he issued a new permit in 2019. All parties appeared remotely in response to COVID-19 restrictions. Judge Brian Morris hears lawyers by video and phone, and the public can listen in by phone. At one point, the judge says there are 147 people connected. Public access includes a judicial order. Recording of the proceedings is strictly prohibited. The audio is not great and is often unintelligible, but the sound gives voice to arguments repeatedly made in briefs filed with the court over the past couple of years. Stephen Volker appears for the Indigenous Environmental Network and North Coast Rivers Alliance. He starts by asking the judge to stop TC Energy from construction during the COVID-19 pandemic, and then he turns to reasons the judge should deny the 2019 presidential permit. It's up to Congress to regulate foreign commerce. Judge Morris notes that the permit was issued a year ago, and he says, quote, Congress's silence has been deafening. That statement is echoed several times when attorneys for the president and TC Energy make their arguments. Pipeline opponents repeat a major point. The last presidential permit allows only the first 1.2 miles of pipe to enter the United States at the border between Montana and Alberta. Any other permits are the responsibility of state and local agencies. One of the government's attorneys is Luther Hayek. He responds to the Rosebud Sioux Tribe's claim that the pipeline crosses its land and will disturb its mineral rights. Hayek says TC does not plan to mine the land, just dig a trench 8 feet deep and 5 feet wide, and protections for mineral estates are limited to mining. And he says the tribe has no mineral estates in that 1.2-mile stretch at the border. Judge Morris will issue an order at a later date, deciding if one side or the other should be granted summary judgment and if an injunction is needed to prevent construction. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.